We're holding in Shin Tresvav. We did Yud and Yud Aleph. We did not do the Mishaburas on either one yet. So holding Mishaburas of Katan Lamed Zayin. Tell us Kfula. So you have two walls. You have this beam going across. You have this talus draped over the beam on the two sides. They're hanging down to the ground. So you go in between the ends. And you sleep in there, and it acts as a protection against the sun. So really this should be a problem making an oil. And an oil aroy is also to make.
There's a question. I can't picture this. It says mode, there's one beam, right? You're taking this garment and you put over one beam. So it's gonna fall right down. There's no place underneath
Right, then you're gonna spread it out on the bottom.
How do you hold it? What's gonna hold it down?
Attach it to whatever you want.
It seems to me if I take a blanket and put it over one beam, it's going to fall straight down. I can't get it to spread out.
There are straps at the end.
What are they being attached to?
Whatever you want. There's a wall there. You can take a strap and tie it to a brick. Take another strap and tie it to a brick, and that would spread out. I don't know, whatever. There's a block of wood there, whatever you want. I don't care. You can choose whatever you want.
So it sounds like this is really binyan.
What?
Sounds like binyan. You're really constructing something here. It's not just an oil.
Well, I mean, the attachment is just tying a rope to something. It's not really that's not
the construction process. You're talking hammering and nailing. It's just hammering and nailing.
I'm saying you can loop it over something also. I don't necessarily have to tie it. I'm not sure that doesn't seem to be the problem. But the problem is the oil. You're right. If you would get involved in some real binyan elements, you would have problems with that also. The case now is that you didn't put it there on Shabbos. It was already there from before Shabbos. And it had chutin which were there to spread it. You're allowed to now on Shabbos expand it out along the length of the whole moit. Since the chutin make it very easy to spread it, so we said by an oil aroy, if a tefach already is spread, you can continue to spread further. So over here, we gave it the same kula as we had in that scenario, that since it's easy to create the scenario of spreading it, it's equivalent as if some of it's been done before Shabbos.
I'm going to, it's okay, you
know,
it's not, there's not
a tefach
that you're marking, it's ka'ilu, it's right.
Correct. Now we're saying the same way Chazal were makel, when you already have one tefach open to extend it, because we look at it, you're not really making oil, you're just extending an oil. So something which easily, even from before Shabbos, was ready to expand into being oil, Chazal gave it the same level of kula as if it's done, that you can just extend it on Shabbos. Kasim Magan Avram, the Marish Achapi Sasa Lo Yeh Begagam Elamalat Rechav Tefach. Gam Lo Bipochas Mishal Samach Legagam Rechav Tefach. The Yesh Bar Rechav Tefach, Havi Leki Kabua Belamani Chutin. We did say, in the case where you're creating a gag of a tefach, that's like oil keva. So that this won't help. For oil keva, chutim won't help. So the case was that up on top, you don't have a gag of a tefach. You don't really have a real gag over here. All you have is slanty mechitzas in halacha, as far as we're concerned. So it's only an oil aroy, not an oil keva. So you're allowed to spread it, you're allowed to detach it. Mutar l'farkas kol oil shein bo mishum binyan, ein bo mishum stira. If it's not called being boina, it's not called being soiser. Okay. Mechena peroiches. So kol b'zeh din gam vilon shelifnei ha-pesach. So this is the same din as if you have, want to put a curtain in the doorway. I'm going to rum the high v'chein lav dafkahu. So really, the word v'chein over here is misleading. It's incorrect. The sherb is the afal pishalo hoyo oleal chutin, because by the case of the viloin, where it's not spreading out at all, it's not an oil at all. It's just it's a mechitza. So even if there's no chutim at all, it's mutter. Mishum the ain oil ela ha'osi ken gag. Oil means it has to be made like a gag over here. It's a mechitza, not an oil. Rabbeinu Chananel disagrees and says not the Magen Avraham. You do need chutin. It's better to learn like this. The Rambam, the language of this halacha is the language of the Rambam. Namisir like Rabbeinu Chananel, Rosh Yishaper Milas V'chein Kipshotei Kiposhtu. So now, if I learn the Rambam learns the Rabbeinu Chananel, then the word V'chein makes a lot of sense, because now they're actually are the same. Not like the Magen Avraham said that they're not the same.
Why?
Both of them, you need that there has to be chutim to allow you to do this. The case of the vilan and the case of the Talus Kfulo. That's how the Gra learns. But, however, the truth is, this Lamaisa is not relevant. Why? A mechitza, which is not an oil, which you're not making for the purpose of generating any dinim of heter and iser on it, is mutter to hang, the Ramah said before. So he's understanding that this mechaber does not really, who has some type of limitations of when it's permitted, is not like the Ramah, which is matter of the gamri. Fine. Because I'm going to rub the mechitza hasir lahater. But if you're dealing with the case of a mechitza, which is a suya lahatir, which the pasuk we said before already, shofarach le'el tzif alef, the asul asur of Shabbos, that you cannot do at Shabbos. So I feel like kasher chutin kruchem alam erev Shabbos. So over there, then chutin will not help. Yesh mekilin bezet, and some disagree with the Magen Avraham. Okay. Then in Sif Yud Aleph, we have the case of Kilas Chasana. So Eitzach had Oymed the Rosh Hamita, the Gavoya Mehamita, Chir Oymed Eitz Baragolos Hamita. There is two posts coming up, one by the head of the bed, one by the foot of the bed. Umaytnas and Aleim, and then there's a beam, a cross beam between the two of these two posts. Porus Al Hamoit Vilan Gadol, and over the moat is hanging this vilan.
What's the moat? The cross.
The cross beam. Mishtei Roshim Yardim Mikan Mikan Kimin Oil Al Panei Kolamita. And now the two sides are spread out over the bed and acts as a canopy over the bed. So if it doesn't have a gag of a tefach or a somach l'roshah b'toch gimel a gag a shear of a tefach, so since it's ready been musukenes lakach, has been designated for this purpose, she ought to spread it on Shabbos. Halvashim ukenes pirusha hechina lakach mibadoyim. There wasn't necessarily any maisa done on the cloth to make the cloth more ready for this purpose, but you clearly put it there mibadoyim, ready to do. So that designates what its function is. Ken Shabbos avo pishul hoyu chutim kruchim alav mi'ar Shabbos. Over here, you don't need chutim. Avimenim Mesukenis is also, if there's no chutim, number one. And number two, you had not prepared this usage over here either. You're spreading it over the top on Shabbos. So that's also. So making an oil, even though it doesn't have a gag of a tefach, is osur, unless it was chutim kruchim, which is what the heter in Sif Yud was.
What is Sif Yud?
So it was a case of the talis kufulim. Yeah. So now the Ramah came along and said, but you can't have it being Meshashelis me'alamita tefach. So what are we worried about? The Hatam the Kimashim he Meshashelis me'al hamita tefach miskivu alachar klosa shipur. Habile high tefach mechitza kol shipur shemimal hamita nechshav legag b'haver el mamish. So if the way it comes down and it straightens out. And for a one tefach above the bed, it still goes up straight before it starts to bend. You say it was strongly starched type of a piece of linen. So it could stand up straight for a little bit. So that becomes a mechitza. If that once that's a mechitza, the rest of the thing is the gag. So if I have walls like this and I have a gag like this, even though it's not straight, so I said, well, there's no gag over here, but once I have mechitzas, this by definition becomes the gag, and then it's like an oil kevah. Chol shipur shemal lemechita nechshav legag b'havi oil mamish. Miok mita didan shein kila le shepersa le hasadin. Less than bo, but time so in the case of the kila, we are worried about the fact that if it goes below the bed, you created a mechitza, and then what's on top of the bed becomes the gag. But if you have a sheet which is spread over your bed and is hanging down, it doesn't have a shame oil on the middle part that you have to worry about the mechitzas on the side part. Okay. I have my kilos chasanim goes over the bed like you said yesterday. Comes so the moist is like this. It hangs down, so it comes down to the side, and then it hangs down below the bed a tefach. So that becomes a mechitza. So this is the mechitza. So then this is the gag. So even though it's meshupa, it becomes the gag. Okay, sif your base. Hanoita parochis b'kiyotzibo. The person who's putting up a parochis, some type of a curtain. So sorach lizoyer shal yasa oil b'shosh hanoita. So when you're setting it up, you can't create an oil. Now exactly what the metzias, how the thing would work. Apparently, sometimes what you would have is the top of it would fold over a tefach and then it would hang down. So that's a gag of a tefach. And now you have a gag and you have mechitzas, and now we have a problem. So don't do that. If it be a large parochus, you want two people to do it, because if one person does it, so you start like holding it. Meanwhile, it's flapping over. The top part is like flapping over a little bit, and it might extend out a tefach, and you've created an oil, and then you have a mechitza and you have a problem. I'm glad also. There's a kila shieshla gag. Okay, now we're talking about a new case. That you have the kilo, which is going to be going over something as a gag. So, A, most of us are filo asura. 10 people do it, they're not going to help you. She after shall sigma ma'at me'al horitz, she also oil aroi. I'm not sure exactly what the case is. Let's see what if Mishabur helps us. Mishabur mem gimel, but not the parochus. Calls the loshon haramba. Masir le daaf shemistama yesh aleh chutin mi be'erev shabbos shituya behem. So you have chutin, which you said having chutin is what makes it better.
So what exactly the chutin refer to?
The chutin is more like they have straps. You could use it to extend it with. Remember, the Ramah said a mechitza by itself is mutter, unless it's a mechitza materis. But the mechaber sheet is a mechitza, and is also wasser, unless there are straps to hold it in place. Right, that was the sheet of the Rambam. So the case over here is again, it's lashon of the Rambam, so we're starting with that just the mechitza alone is not mutter unless there are chutim. not like the Ramah before, which we passed him like, that he said a mechitza, which is not a mechitza, but a mutzer, even though nothing was set up beforehand.
It's not a mechitza, what?
Hamateris.
Hamateris?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
We have
it's mutter. It allows people to carry?
No, the mechitza hamateris would be that it creates, let's say, a heter for the purpose of a person going to the bathroom. That was the cases we had before.
I thought that which we just said was also one of the cases for Shabbos purposes.
That would be true, but Pashas, we're not talking about
that,
over here.
Not here.
We're not discussing over here hang a perches to become a part of your mechitza around your chotzer.
Right.
Okay, so, but the Rambam doesn't hold, he holds even a mechitza, which is not a mechitza matar, is also to make, unless there are straps in it, which then we make this new kula as if it's been ready, been set up before Shabbos. Okay, so the case over here was that it had chutim, and so we're saying that philhochi historically serves as, so it has chutim, but when it flops over and the top becomes a gag, you have a gag, and then a machitza, that's worse, and chutim won't help you for that. Okay. Fine. So when is this? We're worried about, you shouldn't make an oba shosha noita. Karmish, shibba shosha oisim tliyosa, as you're hanging it, there who, shibba pelos mat mirachwa, sometimes the top part flops over, and so now you have some oil there. Maybe a careful tefach, habile oil. So if that which flops over sideways and extends out is a tefach, so you have an oil of a tefach now.
Wasn't your intent, and if it's not a psik ratio, why is it a...
The issue over here is saying you should be careful, sorakli zora, you should make sure that shouldn't happen. We're not saying it's also to put it up. We're saying that when you put it up, be careful don't do that, because mm-hmm. then it's not a question of segregation anymore. Mm-hmm. It's there. Mm-hmm. Okay. The problem is you have to be careful not to let that happen. That's what normally happens when you set up. If one person is putting up a large curtain, you hold it, the top part flops over. That's what happens.
Why is that? I guess my question is really, why is that a problem at all? Because it wasn't meant to protect anything. What were you doing with that?
Yeah, the problem is you're making an oil over here together with mechitzas. You're making mechitzas.
Mm-hmm.
And the Moshe, the Rambam said that the Rambam holds mechitzas are a problem. That also goes under the issue of oil, making oil aroy. Oil aroy includes the mechitzas and includes the gag. So Rambam holds even making mechitzas is a problem. Mm-hmm. But over here you have the mile of having straps, which gave us a kula as if it's been set up beforehand. He says that's only if you're not also making an oil at the same time. So you are making oil at the same time. As you're setting it up, you have an oil with mechitzas. Mm-hmm. Tell us a Mishnah.
For the Ramah, is all mutter then?
What?
For the Ramah, this is all mutter?
For the Ramah, this case should be mutter, yeah. There is, if you're starting with that, it's not a mechitza, which Chazal asked. So I'm not sure that you would have to be worried about this chashash of making an oil.
What chashash about making an oil? What is
that? According to the Ramah, the mechitza is mutter, unless it's a mechitza hamateris, but a regular mechitza is mutter, not like the Rambam. So we're not starting with theoretically something which is problematic using a heter of straps. Batsim is not a problem. According to Ramah, it's not a problem. Klal. So I'm not sure that the fact that it flops over while he's doing it makes it worse. Tell us Shnayim. The Shnayim Yechalim L'Toysa Kula Ke'achad Shalei Tiskapo. When you have two people doing it, you can make sure that it doesn't fold over. Hashenkin Ke'achad, when one person is doing it, it's hard to do that. Mitamzeh, Yeshinoim K'sah Shalei L'Toysa Perechas B'Shabbos. That's why some people don't put up the Perechas on Shabbos, because of this Chashash of it flapping over.
What would be even said?
So take a look at the Sharet Tzion and then Gimel. So the Sharet Tzion deals with the Chartz, it's only a psik ratio. Well, then a mechavel is that. Hudaitik. So the Chara, that it should be a problem, he says it's a secretion by the Rabbanan, which should be problematic because that's Mutter, according to Mechaber. Well, the Mitzvah, how many of the high member of the Haloy, who member of the Rabbi Gomorrah, Pirish Aran, the good Hanan Parachas, we talk about Mishum the Rabbi, also the Shito say, the Shir Lay, the Rabbi Shem is Kavan is Osir. If you say Yik Shal Aram, and Shaposak in the Locha, we Kavan, the Rabbi Shem is Kavan is Mutter. So, we're saying, why are you worried about it? Since it's not your intent that it should happen, right? So when it happens, why are you responsible for that? Then say it's a secretion. He also not sickle dochik to say it's a secretion.
Is it clear we don't paskin like Rav in there?
We paskin the Roshanim Iskavan. Is
Mutter, right? Yeah. So that's what he's saying.
So the world alone is not a problem. It's Rav and Rav. That's what he suggested. But then why are we paskin like this? That's his kash. Rav Shita is the Dabashim is Kavan is Osir, and Rav is the one who said this halacha of which we're discussing right now of the case of hanging the vilun, hanging the curtain, and we're worrying about the fact that it's flapping over. Yeah, because Rav the Dabashim is Kavan is Osir.
But the Gemara has a clear meskana there.
The Gemara has a clear meskana where?
There, in terms of that's how we paskin.
There's two. Which one are you asking in regards to?
Well, the Varsha in the Miskavin.
The Varsha in the Miskavin. There's a Gemara, not that Gemara, but there's a Gemara where we paskin Rav Shimon. So. The Varsha in the Miskavin Mutter. Okay, so therefore the parochas, the person should be telling it. Now, if it was a kilo, sheish l'gag, and most of a fellow a sorta, because it's going to be tikkun me'at me'al oritz, let's see what the case is. She after to learn, the name of hechash akila he rechava. I skipped a line. Skipped a noise. Envelop. Kilo, I know you reapproved some milamal al ezadavar, so that like we had before, it's this curtain which is hung over some type of a bar. And Manasseh Kain Talis Kfula Shibiyar Nabasif Yud. It's like the case of Talis Kfula. Mara Shakar Hala Chuta Mashikim of a German had some type of rope attached to it. During the Perechus Arab Mikar, the circle of Asaram Shiyala Chut Karuch Chut Mibajam. So the same with the case of Perechus, the Karn Ramah Yudit, there was a Chut there already. So this case is the same case. Nabasif Yud. So we say, okay, but even so, it's only problematic if there's a gag, which means there's a space of a tefach wide. If it's wider, for sure that's true. There's not one place where it is a gag, it's flat. Well, Kamal the Mutter the first saw the Kuliyam of Kishkar Chalachut and Mashiach and Mabadur. So it doesn't have a Reich of Tefah Milamala, so it's not an Arla like an Arla Keva, so it versus like an Arla Roy. So since you have the Chut and Mashiach, that makes a Mutter, even according to the Rambam. One second, see how much was it? One second, right through, thing through. Okay. There, so the case of Parochas, we're only chashed for it in the case where you end up with a gag tefa. Okay, fine. Mem Zayin, because it's not possible, shall you be a meal or it's. Tiasa Ella Roy. She after Salarma, the name of Hecha Shakila, he recalled it. Shalachad Yiksha Rak Zavis Akila, Lak Solim, Minisha Emsa Akila, Munachalakarka, Vain Shame Oil Allow, Kamash Mulan. What's he saying over here?
Mm-hmm.
So the one name of Hekash Akila here in Chavo. And Yikshah is there, Rakzobis Akila. Rakzob, and Nisha Emsa Akila Munach on the Karka. Nisha
Emsa Akila Munach on the Karka. Aha. The Inchim Oha. Aleha. So part of it is hanging down.
Part of it is lying flat on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying we should say that therefore that part is not considered an oil.
And if you're very careful, maybe you could prevent the middle part from raising up off the ground at all and avoid the problem of ohel. He's saying kamashmon, no, you can't. Just the Messiah says that it's going to, even with multiple people, you're probably going to bounce up the middle a little bit.
So is that the part that he has, that's the problem? Is problematic the part in the...
I think the part in the middle is the problem, mm-hmm. which will tend to rise up, and if you think if you have a lot of people, you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Okay, I'm not following the thought process over here 100%. So we have the kila, and the kila didn't have a rechav at tefach l'mal l'mal, didn't have... It didn't have Samach Lagaga, Samach Lagimel Lagaga, didn't have a Rechel Tefa. So there's no oil on top. And now it's hanging down. We're saying, and some of it's lying on the ground. So we say, no problem, because when it picks up mm-hmm. off the ground, so what's going to happen then?
As you extend the thing, as everybody pulls on the thing and puts tension on the four corners, the middle is going to kind of rise up a little bit. It's like, imagine you take a tablecloth and everybody pulls it, the middle bubbles up a little bit.
But it has a god.
By the bubbling up.
That's why it's a problem.
But it's emsa kilo munach ala karka.
Right, you definitely want the emsa kilo on the karka.
That's the havamina that you might have thought it's not a problem.
Right, if you can keep the whole thing mamsh on the ground, then you're okay. It's not a parochas anymore. It's like a bedspread or something.
Because
you're trying to spread out this thing, right? You're doing it very carefully to prevent the thing from bubbling up.
But the cases where it does have, if it's got to have
a god. Yesterday, if not, just so on. That's a much question. This question.
There was a kilo which had a gag. Okay, so it means it had a gag tefach. So where was that gag tefach? If the middle was mudach on the karka, where was the part which is not mudach on the karka, which was the gag already?
I think the whole thing's like a bedspread or something of bedspread. I don't think it's a brachas anymore. I think it's a flat object.
You're pulling. Everybody's pulling.
And you're trying to extend. You're trying to spread it out, and you want to make sure it stays flat to the ground. And you say no, but even if you have multiple people doing good, it's not going to stay flat.
Think of a large blanket, and you want to spread it out
something
on the floor
like
or something.
Something like that. That's all I read. I don't know the keyboard's problems. You don't know the language.
Isn't that the lesson used for what they have over the bed, the canopy, or something?
This doesn't seem to be. This seems to be just a bedspread. Yeah. Like everybody, a bedspread. It's not a kilo. It's chasan, which is a kilo.
Yeah.
So the words kil sheish la gag don't make any sense. The whole thing is flat to start with, and there's no gag.
I see. Right.
I don't cut the words.
Right.
Well, the Bira Lachas says there are a lot of achronim have a problem here.
Yeah, but they get involved in other issues. Okay. I hear what you're saying. It's an angle to approach it. I'm still like,
well, I'm the gag is the gag is yeah. Makes it difficult. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yud Gimel. I never saw the case in the Gemara either, so I'll put to bed. System we discussed, you want to put a cloth over the top of the chavis. The chasa is to cover the chavis. You don't cover the whole top, because that'll be considered as if you're making an oil.
Lo
yishtachenu al pnei kuloi mishum oil. So if it goes over the whole thing, so we use the mechitzas of the chavis as if you have mechitzas, and now this is a gag. A part of it left open, so you don't look at it as if the mechitzas are really there to function together with the oil. Rahani mili, kshakuba chasera tefach. They're all talking about that the chavis, the gap between the contents and the cloth on top will be a tefach. But if it's filled almost to the brim, and when you put the cover on top, it won't be a gap of a tefach between the cover and the contents. Okay. So what's the case over here? Alpia kovis mishum oil. Avogav l'shar l'hachzor k'deir al-gabi kiro l'chashin mishum oil. So, I mean, why don't we have a problem every time we put a pot? We said chazor, you have a sukkah of chazor. Kira is this square thing which has a hole in the middle. The pot goes on top. So why don't you say you have machitas and you're making an oil, you're covering it. So why is it mutter? How the machitas karasugis? So the machitas already are there. So if the mechitzas were not there, even though you have no kavanah on the shame oil, we have mechitzas and oil is a problem. But over here, the mechitzas are there from beforehand. And well, because there's shein kavanah to the oil, ela shemel and nasa, and also shalom ken yasa mechitzas gam ken kunab sifkim or mishtabur. In case if the person has no one to have the shame oil, so then it's only also if you make mechitzas and oil, which he didn't do over here, because the mechitzas are there from beforehand. So why do we say over here? Don't we say over here the same thing? You're not being mechav on the shame oil, and the mechitzas are there from beforehand. So there's no problem putting the thing on top. So what's why over here we more machmer? Yeshem rahal v'hakuba rechava yersimidai nasik oil. So the first argument over here is that the kuba is this very wide thing.
What happens? What exactly is the kuba?
It's a big barrel.
Chavis.
Because it's the equivalent of making the mechitzas on Shabbos, this idea that the mechitzas are far apart from each other, so they don't look in a certain sense as if they're functioning together, and now by me covering them, I'm making them function together, so it's like I'm making the mechitzas and then the oil. The more lashon is a kuba, but we have to say the word chavis is referring to specifically dafke a chavis, which is very wide. That's fine. Kosam magan avram is if cotton vod. Do what didn't b'teva rechava sheyesh alei kisui. He made a kavua b'tzirim also l'niachal abeshabbos. So if it's attached to it with hinges, open and closing is mutter. You're not doing anything. If it's not attached, so putting the board on top over around this box would be a problem. If it's a wide table. So because it has the machitzas already, and you're not doing the covering the shame oil, so it's mutter. Now, the hechash mitaltam imokim zel amidam imokim acher v'shom mechasa yisro. If you move it from place A to place B and then you cover it, also b'chol gavni. Tavi ayir amadosa kilo oisem mechitzim akisa biyachad. Because if it's stationary where it is, so the mechitzas already are there, and you're putting something on top. But when you move it, it's like you're, as it were, making the mechitzas over there. So therefore, when you put the oil on top, it's like you're making mechitzas in an oil. What's the problem?
I'm saying, what's the case? You're saying you can't move the teva?
Even a small one.
Even a small one. Because by putting it there, it's as if you're making the mechitzas.
So now you have mechitzas in oil, which is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that what they do is they to be able to accommodate all the people, they use barrels to make the tables. So they put a barrel here, a barrel here, and they put a board across. They're empty barrels. Put the open part facing down. So putting the barrel upside down is mutter, and now you're not making any oil when you put the table on top of the chavis. Oid Kosav. Okay. The Tish Kestel. So that's the Kestel is like a drawer. So you have a drawer which is part underneath the table. It's in the, beneath the tabletop. Shnishmat Kula Min HaShulchan, which came out totally. So even if there's no binyan involved in putting it back in, it's just basically sticking a thing into the hole. The problem is, you're going to have that the tabletop acts as a oil over the drawer. If it's a tefach deep, you're making an oil. Maybe there's a car in Shlof Bank. And the hachzer aleha kisui, the yesh b'zeh mishum asiyas ha'il. So if you have like a,
to pull out bed?
No, it's like a box which you sleep on top. You know, it's a box which you store inside, storage inside, and then what do they call it? There's a name for it. They have, and on the top you would have like a board that you could put a mattress on and then sleep it. So it became a chest. It was a chest of drawers in the bed. So you put the top. See, if it's attached with serim, that you keep saying that's like a doorway. That's not making an oil. But if it just lies on top, see, in the hachzer le al kisui, the yeshu zem shuma see is oil. Okay, now this is the only problem if the contents is a tefach, at least a tefach away from the covering. So then there's a gap of a tefach, that's mean you're making an oil of a tefach. If it's filled to the brim, it's not a problem. Because if it's Malaya, there's no oil. Elbash chaserah sheish my kisui at mashav techa kuba tafach mashum hachi mikir oil. There's a gap of a tefach from the covering to the contents. You're making an oil over the contents. V'gazarayim v'rash v'chol gavni ain v'kisui kelim mashum oil. They disagree with this whole premise. They say kisui kelim is not an oil. It's just putting on a covering onto the kli. It's not called making an oil. The hard also gemara lechasas al kolah kuba the gigas mneisha nira kemeshamir, but zolomer kilu menas mesanin min apsolus. Now I don't know what the hechatim is over there. He's going back to the case of mishmeris. If you go back to the case of the mishmeris, the reason why you can't cover the whole thing because it looks like, yeah, but the case of it wasn't left for mishmeris. It was any covering.
So what was the case of Mishmeres?
You have the a sack, a very fine material, which you would put around the rim of the thing, and you'd pour your liquid
and
take
like
out the shmor.
You're about to do a bora.
Right. No lahak b'gas ha'shulchanor, chi das ha'bar v'sharnim, v'kein chobas g'dor l'shamayim, ein l'chas ha'skula, mishabes, k'shenim alei ha'kula. Nagam ha'kab ha'zeh, l'im chaspiyonim, sh'yesh le'ma ma'ash yismach, v'kanab ha'sif, s'yip s'kotim memches. So you understand why we're putting a cover on your bottle, or on your jar, since it's small, the mechitzas are close to each other, they didn't answer. But you'd have a very large container, putting the cover on would be a problem.
What's the parameters of a large?
Ah, that's a good question. He says it's not a spire. How large is large? You know, there's a beer look I want to look at, so we'll have to leave it though.